From the Voice of America in Washington, we bring you a special coverage of an address to the nation by President Barack Obama about the steps that the U.S. government is taking to fulfill its highest priority, and that's keeping the American people safe. The speech, expected to begin just momentarily, will be live from the Oval Office at the White House in Washington, and it is expected to be brief. The president is expected to provide an update on the ongoing investigation into the tragic attack last week in San Bernardino, California, which killed 14 people. Mr. Obama is also expected to discuss the broader threat of terrorism, including the nature of the threat, how it has evolved, and how we will defeat it. He will likely reiterate his firm conviction that Islamic State will be destroyed and that the United States must draw upon its values, unwavering commitment to justice, equality, and freedom to prevail over terrorist groups that use violence to advance a destructive ideology. Mr. Obama will be trying to tune out political noise and speak directly to the people to allay their fears about terrorism, what the United States has done since the Paris attacks, and he may even call on Congress to take action, but also tell the American people that they should not give in to fear. This is Mr. Obama's third time that he has spoken from the Oval Office, and we await the president.
Wednesday, 14 Americans were killed as they came together to celebrate the holidays. They were taken from family and friends who loved them deeply. They were white and black, Latino and Asian, immigrants and American-born, moms and dads, daughters and sons. Each of them served their fellow citizens, and all of them were part of our American family. Tonight, I want to talk with you about this tragedy, the broader threat of terrorism, and how we can keep our country safe. The FBI is still gathering the facts about what happened in San Bernardino, but here's what we know. The victims were brutally murdered and injured by one of their co-workers and his wife. So far, we have no evidence that the killers were directed by a terrorist organization overseas or that they were part of a broader conspiracy here at home. But it is clear that the two of them had gone down the dark path of radicalization, embracing a perverted interpretation of Islam that calls for war against America and the West. They had stockpiled assault weapons, ammunition, and pipe bombs. So this was an act of terrorism designed to kill innocent people. Our nation has been at war with terrorists since Al-Qaeda killed nearly 3,000 Americans on 9/11. In the process, we've hardened our defenses, from airports to financial centers to other critical infrastructure. Intelligence and law enforcement agencies have disrupted countless plots here and overseas and worked around the clock to keep us safe. Our military and counterterrorism professionals have relentlessly pursued terrorist networks overseas, disrupting safe havens in several different countries, killing Osama bin Laden, and decimating Al-Qaeda's leadership. Over the last few years, however, the terrorist threat has evolved into a new phase. As we've become better at preventing complex, multifaceted attacks like 9/11, terrorists turn to less complicated acts of violence, like the mass shootings that are all too common in our society. It is this type of attack that we saw at Fort Hood in 2009, in Chattanooga earlier this year, and now in San Bernardino. And as groups like ISIL grew stronger amidst the chaos of war in Iraq and then Syria, and as the internet erases the distance between countries, we see growing efforts by terrorists to poison the minds of people like the Boston Marathon bombers and the San Bernardino killers. For 7 years, I have confronted this evolving threat each and every morning in my intelligence briefing. And since the day I took this office, I have authorized U.S. forces to take out terrorists abroad precisely because I know how real the danger is. As Commander-in-Chief, I have no greater responsibility than the security of the American people. As a father to two young daughters who are the most precious part of my life, I know that we see ourselves with friends and co-workers at a holiday party like the one in San Bernardino. I know we see our kids in the faces of the young people killed in Paris. And I know that after so much war, many Americans are asking whether we are confronted by a cancer that has no immediate cure. Well, here's what I want you to know. The threat from terrorism is real, but we will overcome it. We will destroy ISIL and any other organization that tries to harm us. Our success won't depend on tough talk or abandoning our values or giving in to fear. That's what groups like ISIL are hoping for. Instead, we will prevail by being strong and smart, resilient and relentless, and by drawing upon every aspect of American power. Here's how. First, our military will continue to hunt down terrorist plotters in any country where it is necessary. In Iraq and Syria, airstrikes are taking out ISIL leaders, heavy weapons, oil tankers, infrastructure. And since the attacks in Paris, our closest allies, including France, Germany, and the United Kingdom, have ramped up their contributions to our military campaign, which will help us accelerate our effort to destroy ISIL. Second, we will continue to provide training and equipment to tens of thousands of Iraqi and Syrian forces fighting ISIL on the ground so that we take away their safe havens. In both countries, we're deploying special operations forces who can accelerate that offensive. We've stepped up this effort since the attacks in Paris and will continue to invest more in approaches that are working on the ground. Third, we're working with friends and allies to stop ISIL's operations, to disrupt plots, cut off their financing, and prevent them from recruiting more fighters. Since the attacks in Paris, we've surged intelligence sharing with our European allies. We're working with Turkey to seal its border with Syria. And we are cooperating with Muslim-majority countries and with our Muslim communities here at home to counter the vicious ideology that ISIL promotes online. Fourth, with American leadership, the international community has begun to establish a process and timeline to pursue ceasefires and a political resolution to the Syrian war. Doing so will allow the Syrian people and every country, including our allies, but also countries like Russia, to focus on the common goal of destroying ISIL, a group that threatens us all. This is our strategy to destroy ISIL. It is designed and supported by our military commanders and counterterrorism experts, together with 65 countries that have joined an American-led coalition. And we constantly examine our strategy to determine when additional steps are needed to get the job done. That's why I've ordered the Departments of State and Homeland Security to review the visa waiver program under which the female terrorist in San Bernardino originally came to this country. And that's why I will urge high-tech and law enforcement leaders to make it harder for terrorists to use technology to escape from justice. Now, here at home, we have to work together to address the challenge. There are several steps that Congress should take right away. To begin with, Congress should act to make sure no one on a no-fly list is able to buy a gun. What could possibly be the argument for allowing a terrorist suspect to buy a semi-automatic weapon? This is a matter of national security. We also need to make it harder for people to buy powerful assault weapons, like the ones that were used in San Bernardino. I know there are some who reject any gun safety measures, but the fact is that our intelligence and law enforcement agencies, no matter how effective they are, cannot identify every would-be mass shooter, whether that individual is motivated by ISIL or some other hateful ideology. What we can do, and must do, is make it harder for them to kill. Next, we should put in place stronger screening for those who come to America without a visa so that we can take a hard look at whether they've traveled to war zones. And we're working with members of both parties in Congress to do exactly that. Finally, if Congress believes, as I do, that we are at war with ISIL, it should go ahead and vote to authorize the continued use of military force against these terrorists. For over a year, I have ordered our military to take thousands of airstrikes against ISIL targets. I think it's time for Congress to vote to demonstrate that the American people are united and committed to this fight. My fellow Americans, these are the steps that we can take together to defeat the terrorist threat. Let me now say a word about what we should not do. We should not be drawn once more into a long and costly ground war in Iraq or Syria. That's what groups like ISIL want. They know they can't defeat us on the battlefield. ISIL fighters were part of the insurgency that we faced in Iraq. But they also know that if we occupy foreign lands, they can maintain insurgencies for years, killing thousands of our troops, draining our resources, and using our presence to draw new recruits. The strategy that we are using now, airstrikes, special forces, and working with local forces who are fighting to regain control of their own country, that is how we'll achieve a more sustainable victory. And it won't require us sending a new generation of Americans overseas to fight and die for another decade on foreign soil. Here's what else we cannot do. We cannot turn against one another by letting this fight be defined as a war between America and Islam. That, too, is what groups like ISIL want. ISIL does not speak for Islam. They are thugs and killers, part of a cult of death. And they account for a tiny fraction of a more than a billion Muslims around the world, including millions of patriotic Muslim Americans who reject their hateful ideology. Moreover, the vast majority of terrorist victims around the world are Muslim. If we're to succeed in defeating terrorism, we must enlist Muslim communities as some of our strongest allies, rather than push them away through suspicion and hate. That does not mean denying the fact that an extremist ideology has spread within some Muslim communities. It's a real problem that Muslims must confront without excuse. Muslim leaders here and around the globe have to continue working with us to decisively and unequivocally reject the hateful ideology that groups like ISIL and al-Qaeda promote, to speak out against not just acts of violence, but also those interpretations of Islam that are incompatible with the values of religious tolerance, mutual respect, and human dignity. But just as it is the responsibility of Muslims around the world to root out misguided ideas that lead to radicalization, it is the responsibility of all Americans, of every faith, to reject discrimination. It is our responsibility to reject religious tests on who we admit into this country. It's our responsibility to reject proposals that Muslim Americans should somehow be treated differently. Because when we travel down that road, we lose. That kind of divisiveness, that betrayal of our values, plays into the hands of groups like ISIL. Muslim Americans are our friends and our neighbors, our co-workers, our sports heroes. And yes, they are our men and women in uniform who are willing to die in defense of our country. We have to remember that. My fellow Americans, I am confident we will succeed in this mission because we are on the right side of history. We were founded upon a belief in human dignity, that no matter who you are or where you come from or what you look like or what religion you practice, you are equal in the eyes of God and equal in the eyes of the law. Even in this political season, even as we properly debate what steps I and future presidents must take to keep our country safe, let's make sure we never forget what makes us exceptional. Let's not forget that freedom is more powerful than fear. That we have always met challenges, whether war or depression, natural disasters or terrorist attacks, by coming together around our common ideals as one nation and one people. So long as we stay true to that tradition, I have no doubt that America will prevail. Thank you. God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America.
U.S. President Barack Obama addressing the nation live from the Oval Office at the White House. Mr. Obama reiterated several points that he has made in previous speeches following shooting attacks against U.S. citizens. He said that after the latest incident in San Bernardino, California, the FBI continues to gather facts. He says what we do know is that it was a brutal murder by co-workers. He said there was no direct connection to terrorism overseas, but that the people involved did embrace an ideology from Islamic State. He said that countless plots have been disrupted and safe havens have been destroyed by U.S. efforts. He says threats have evolved to a new phase since the days of 9/11. He says while the United States has become very good at thwarting complicated efforts, terrorists have turned to simpler attacks like at Fort Hood and recently in San Bernardino. He says that Islamic State has made great efforts to poison the minds of these attackers. President Obama said that he has authorized action to take out terrorists overseas. He says the threat is real, but we will overcome it. He also said that the United States will prevail by being strong, smart, and resilient. He says the military will continue to hunt down plotters of terrorism. The United States will provide training and equipment in Iraq and Syria and work with friends and allies to disrupt plots. He also mentioned that the international community is beginning to establish ceasefires to help end the Syrian war, and then to move on to stop and destroy Islamic State. He mentioned a 65-nation coalition at work, and at home several steps that he also hopes to take, including the reform of a visa waiver program, in which he said that one of the suspects had used to enter the United States. He said that he also hopes to make it harder for terrorists to use technology against citizens of the United States. He urged Congress to take a few measures of action. He said that no one on the no-fly list should be able to buy a gun. He also said it should be made much harder to buy assault weapons and that stronger screening of people who arrive in the United States without a visa is necessary. He also asked for Congress to vote to authorize continued use of military force against Islamic State. The president had a not-to-do list as well. He said that the United States should not be drawn into a long, costly ground war in either Iraq or Syria, and that U.S. citizens should not turn against one another. He urged the enlistment of Muslim communities to help fight in the war against terrorism, noting that most of the victims are Muslim. And he said that we should also reject religious tests for entering the United States. President Obama said that he was confident that we will prevail because the United States is on the right side of history. With this primetime address, Mr. Obama used a tool of the presidency that he has used infrequently, and that is speaking from the Oval Office. He made just two previous televised statements there, the last one coming in 2010. You've been listening to special coverage of an address to the nation by President Barack Obama on The Voice of America. For more, please follow us on social media, and you may also visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Jim Stevenson in Washington.
New music. Right here. VOA. One.
Cigarettes in tiny liquor bottles. Just what you'd expect inside her new Balenciaga. Viral mess turned dreams into an empire. Self-made success. Now she rolls with Rockefeller. We'll be right back.
Young James Dean, some say he looks just like his father, but he can never love somebody's daughter. Football team loved more than just the game, so he vowed to be his husband.
With The Weeknd right now. Later this month, she goes to Australia. That's her new single, New Americana. Lana Del Rey has a car problem. They keep disappearing. TMZ obtained legal files saying two of Lana's Jaguars were stolen from her Los Angeles home while she was away. This happened in November. A woman named Isis Floyd made off with both of them. She was later arrested and charged with two counts of burglary and two counts of felony joyriding, and Lana got her Jaguars back. Coming up, 5 seconds of summer and Justin Timberlake, only on VOA 1.
so perfect standing there in my American Apparel underwear. And I know now that I'm so down. Your lipstick stain is a work of art. I got your name tattooed in an arrow heart. And I know now that I'm so down.
Don't mind, just wanna rock you, girl. I'll have whatever you have. Come on, let's give it a whirl. See, I've been watching you. I like the way you move. So go ahead, girl, just do that ass shaking thing you do.
So you grab the girls and you grab a couple more. And you all can meet me in the middle of a floor. Said the air is thick, it's smelling right. So you pass to the left.
Justin Timberlake, and it's high time I spoke up and said these words. Thank you for listening to the hits on VOA 1.
guess for now you've got the last laugh.
I'm sorry if I seem uninterested. No, I'm not listening. No, I'm indifferent. Truly, I ain't got no business here. But since my friends are here, I just came to kick it. But really, I would rather be at home all by myself, not in this room with people who don't even care about my well-being. I don't dance, don't ask, I don't need a boyfriend. So you can go back, please enjoy your party. I'll be here somewhere in the corner under clouds of marijuana with this boy who's hopping. I can hardly hear over this music I don't listen to, and I don't want to get with you. So tell my friends that I'll be over here. Oh, here. Oh, here. Oh, I ask myself, what am I doing here? With this, an antisocial pessimist, but usually I don't mess with this, and I know you mean only the best, and your intentions aren't to bother me, but honestly I'd rather be somewhere with my people. We can kick it and just listen to some music with the message like we usually do, and we'll discuss our big dreams, how we plan to take over the planet. So pardon my manners, I hope you'll understand that I'll be kitchen with the girl who's always gossiping about her friends. Oh, tell them I'll be here. Ooh. Right next to the boy who's throwing up cause he can't take what's in his cup no more. Oh God, why am I here? Oh, here. Oh, here. Oh, I ask myself, what am I doing here? Oh, here. Oh, here. And I can't wait till we can break up out of here. Later, congregating next to the refrigerator, some girl's talking about a hater, she ain't got none. How did it ever come to this? I should've never come to this. So holla at me, I'll be in the car when you're done. I'm standoffish, no one with your offering, and I'm done talking awfully sad it had to be that way. So tell my people when they're ready that I'm ready, and I'm standing by the TV with my beanie low. Yo, I'll be over here.
Run them. Run them. Run them.
From the bottom of the mountain to the land down under. You feel my drive, see my vision. reason and hear my hunger. As my money gets older, theirs get younger. They sell their soul, but the devil knows I have no number. I'm go, baby. For so, baby. Go, baby. Uh-oh, baby. No, no, baby. Yeah, yeah, baby. Now tickle it, baby. Let me tickle it, baby. I know I'm lost. It's gonna be hard to save me. I'm sorry. That's how they count it, race. Y'all heard me right. We run the night. Now, fuck you, pay me.
Like run them. Whoop. Run them. Whoop. Run them. Whoop.
Feel like a rush, brushing past me all over my skin. Run them. Run them.
Music from Havana Brown and Pitbull. And speaking of Havana, Usher says, yes, the rumors are true. He did get married in Cuba. On Friday, Usher was on the Ellen DeGeneres Show and confirmed rumors that he married Grace Miguel in Cuba back in September. This is Usher's second marriage. He and Grace Miguel have been dating since 2009. Usher's on the way, along with Calvin Harris. Stay with me on VOA 1.
Plus, I keep the real sweet for your eating. Yes, you be the boss, and yes, I be respecting whatever that you tell me, cause it's king you be spitting. Oh, best believe that when you need that, I'll provide that. You will always have it. I'll be on deck, keep it in check. When you need that, I'ma let you have it.
My screams is the proof, them other dudes get the goose. So I feed in the coop, leaving this interview. It ain't nothing new, I've been with you. Tell them if they taking you, just tell them to make a you, huh? That's how it be, I come first like debut, huh?
So baby, when you need that, give me the word, I'm no good, I'll be bad for my baby.
So make sure that he's getting his share, make sure that his baby take care, make sure mama's clothes on my knees, keep him pleased, rub him down, be
You break away or you'll miss Calvin Harris and Disciples. How deep is your love? On the hits, VOA 1.
Is it like the ocean? What devotion?
got to end my shift. That's the story of my life. I'm Ray McDonald. Your lady DJ's coming up next on the hits, VOA 1. So long. Be good. Stay safe.
Oh, my gosh. Baby, let me. I did it again, so I'm gonna let go. Oh, my. Baby, let me love you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Maybe I can break you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh, my God. I'm so in love. I found you finally. Make me wanna say oh 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 my gosh. You make me wanna say oh 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 oh. I fell in love with Shawty when I seen her on the dance floor. She was dancing sexy, pop pop popping, dropping. Never ever has a lady hit me on the first sight. Yeah, this was something special. This was just like dynamite. Honey got a little like pow, pow, pow. Honey got some dudes like wow, oh, wow. Girl, you know I'm loving your style. Check, 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 checking you out like, oh, she got it all. From my head to toe, and I want it on and on and on. Baby, let me love you down. There's so many ways to love you. Baby, I can break you down. There's so many ways to love you. Got me like, oh my gosh, I'm so in love. I found you finally. Make me wanna say oh 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 my gosh. You make me wanna say, you make me wanna say oh 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 oh. So hot for honey, out of all the girls up in the club, this one got me whipped just off for one look. If I fell in love, this one's something special. This one just like dynamite. Oh, 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 oh. Out of sight, and fell in love with honey like my, oh my. Honey looking wonderful, fly, so fly. Honey like a supermodel, my, oh my. Baby, how you do that make a grown man cry? Oh. Down. There's so many ways to love you. Got me like, oh my gosh, I'm so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh 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 my gosh. Going down, baby, your street in the rain. Come on, boom, boom, baby, ready to let it go.